We were talking about global economic uncertainties, all eyes on Trump's second term starting very soon, potential tariffs. Observers are also looking at heightened superpower tensions. Was this something that was discussed, how Malaysia and Singapore plans to bolster economic resilience, perhaps in areas like the SEZ bilaterally and also regionally within ASEAN?
We touched on this, not explicitly, but it's at the back of our minds, because we all know that we are entering a new era where global tensions are here to stay, geopolitical rivalries are here to stay, and the world is becoming a more dangerous and troubled place. This is not going to go away in the near term. It's with us for quite some time to come. And therefore, it's even more important for us to find ways to strengthen our linkages, cooperate on a win-win basis. We are doing this bilaterally, as I mentioned just now, with the SEZ, RTS, and many other projects which we are exploring, including on cross-border electricity trading, digitalization, infrastructure, all the possibilities for us to strengthen our linkages. But we are also hoping that the bilateral relationship between Malaysia and Singapore can provide an important foundation and building block for a stronger ASEAN, which, again, we have an opportunity to advance through Malaysia's chairmanship. So these, in the global challenges and tensions are indeed on our minds, and I think it's a very strong and powerful motivation for all of us to come together, strengthen our bilateral and regional ties.
I think we did discuss last night, and for example, to agree the importance of working together bilaterally and regionally to face the more unpredictable sort of a global political environment. Now, but we also touch on the point of complement one another. Singapore has its strength vis-a-vis some countries. We have our strength vis-a-vis some other countries. Why can't we work as a team and to assist and complement one another? How do we actually ensure that or for the future, I mean, to set in predict the future is very, very difficult, but at least we take adequate measures to strengthen, I mean, consolidate our own strength nationally and bilaterally between the two countries, and more so with ASEAN. And I, in my exchanges with ASEAN leaders, I can sense this new spirit. Now, look, we have to strengthen ourselves as a regional force to be able to withstand the unpredictable pressures from other areas or groups or regions. We hope that we should collaborate instead of talking about contentious divisions and tensions. But finally, it is how we deal with these issues. And I am, of course, I can't give all the answers. I think what we can do is we do our best for now to strengthen our fundamentals and our force, and work as friendly nations to collaborate with all. And that's the position that Malaysia has taken. And I see Singapore has its strength, and so do we. And why can't we work? These two countries having a sort of a common strategy to assist one another and to work and benefit from each other's strength. And I think this is the new attitude we must have, other than talking in terms of always a rivalry and unnecessary conflicts. And I think that's only not only the spirit with Singapore, but I see many of our countries within ASEAN, even in our attitude in trying to resolve the more contentious Myanmar conflict. There is that preparedness to try and work together as a team. And that's the only thing that we can do, that we are able to do, and I don't think we can resolve more complex international issues.